Well, tonight I'm going to talk to you about grateful leaders. Paul led with gratitude. In 8 of his letters, he tells the readers in his opening sentences that he thanks God for them. 8 of his letters, he says, I thank God for you. Now that's amazing. But you know what? It speaks to me enough to think that maybe we need to say to one another often, I thank God for you. But all of these churches, so many thousands of people that he reached, and when he writes to them, he lets them know, he says, I thank God for you. He was a great leader, one of the greatest leaders of history. And I just want to tell you, you can't be a great leader without gratitude. We're going to look at a few of those now. Romans 1:8 says, for I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. You know what? The Roman church, the church at Rome there, they had so many issues, so many things that he had to address through the rest of this book. But he tells them right up front that he is thankful for them. Ephesians 1:15 and 16, therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you. Don't cease. I just keep on giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Colossians 1:3, we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. 1 Thessalonians 1:2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. I'm telling you, we as leaders, you know what, leaders are supposed to lead, and we should always lead in the right direction, amen? And so if we're going to lead in the right direction, well then certainly we need to be grateful people. By the way, I always have to mention, it's so important that you understand, every believer is supposed to be a leader to somebody. Every believer is supposed to have a part in discipling other people. And whether you are a small group leader, or you teach a children's class, or you're raising children, or you serve as an usher, a greeter, however, whatever form of leadership that you might have, I just want you to realize that these principles apply to every one of us. And to be a great leader, you got to be grateful. The scripture tells us, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is God's will for every believer, is that in everything we give thanks. And I know you've heard me talk about this before. In fact, I talked about it just recently. But it's amazing how people are always wanting to know the specifics of the will of God when they disregard the things that the scripture tells us very plainly. This is God's will for you. Oh, I need to know where I'm supposed to work. Here's what you need to know. Wherever you are, this is God's will for you, that you give thanks. In everything, you give thanks. But where I really want to go with that tonight is that as leaders, we got to lead in the right direction. And so, if you know what? The best way to get somebody else to be thankful is for you yourself to be thankful. Amen. We got to model it. We got to live it out. You reproduce what you are, not what you teach. 2 Timothy 3:1 and 2 says that in the last days it's going to be terrible times, and one of the signs of the times is going to be that people are unthankful. Are we ever living in that day? Unthankful. And you know, one of the things that will make you a leader is if you stand out. Now, you can stand out for being weird, just saying. And there's a lot of people that stand out for being weird or angry or some other, you know, trait. But I'm just telling you, in this time that we live in, an unthankful generation, you stand out when you are a grateful person. Why are we talking about this? It's not Thanksgiving. Right? I mean, every preacher talks about this at Thanksgiving. This is something we're supposed to live every day. And I'm just telling you, if we're going to lead in the right direction, then certainly we need to lead people to be thankful. Philemon, verse 4, Paul says, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayer. And I just want to say, in these opening statements, realize that Paul is not thanking the readers. He's not saying, hey, thanks you guys. No, it is something more powerful than that. Now, certainly we need to thank others. We need to be the kind of people that appreciate others and what others do. But listen, that's not really what he's saying here. He's telling them, this is real important, he's telling them, I thank God for you. He was acknowledging that they were a blessing from God to him. And we need that in this time that we live in. We need to let people know that they're a blessing to us. A grateful leader brings the focus on the Lord and the good things that God is doing. See, when we are thanking God, it reminds us and it reminds others that God is good and he's doing good things. So there's 1,000 things every day that you can complain about. And people don't have any trouble finding one or 100 or 1,000. But when we start thanking God, and it could be anything. You could be thanking God for your job. You could be thanking God for your spouse. You could be thanking God for your car. You could be thanking God that it's a beautiful day. But when you start thanking God, all of a sudden the attention is turned to him. All of a sudden the focus is taken off of the negatives, and all of a sudden we're talking about the goodness of the Lord. He's good all the time. There's always something to be thankful for. And I'll tell you, we as God's people, we need to have that mindset to always turn the focus to the Lord. You know, being critical and negative, it's really easy to just fall into that way where we are just always talking about negative things. And it seems like sometimes in the time that we live in, Christians do that just as quick or quicker sometimes than the world around us, because you know it's so easy for us to be critical and negative about the times that we live in and the state of things in our world right now. But hear me now. We got to be grateful. And you can't focus on those things and be grateful. You got to focus on God and the good things that God is doing. Because in the midst of it all, God is moving and God is working. God is doing good things. And gratitude breaks the cycle of negativity. That's how you change it. You know, it can just change the atmosphere in a room, change the course of a conversation just by you being grateful. A grateful leader inspires faith. Philippians 1, 3 and 4, he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy. He is praying for them. He says, I thank God for you. And he says, praying for you all with joy. See, when you pray with joy, you believe. I think sometimes people don't pray with joy. Well, sometimes people are just moving their lips. Sometimes they're just talking, but they're not really praying in faith. But when we are grateful, you see, when we cultivate in our own life that heart of thankfulness and gratefulness, then when we're praying, it's a joy to pray for people because we actually believe that God is going to do something. And so, you see, when we're grateful, it promotes, it inspires faith. Gratitude keeps us faith focused. It's more than looking on the bright side. Now, certainly that might be part of it. You can't be looking on the negative side all the time and be grateful. But it's more than just looking on the bright side. It's whatever battle, whatever struggle, whatever problem, whatever is going on in this world, we are thanking God in the midst of it because we know that He is mighty and that He is able to work in and through and turn it all around. So we thank God. Right after Paul tells the Philippians, he thanks God for them. He says in verse 6, he says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. See, we're confident. We're praying for them. Let's talk about this more later, but we're praying for them with thanksgiving because God is doing something. A grateful leader gives glory to God. 1 Corinthians 1:4, he says, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus. You see, he gives all the glory to God. In fact, in all of his letters, he never takes any credit for himself. He always turns the glory to God, gives God all the credit. And I'm just telling you, see, when we have a grateful heart, when we are a grateful leader, we don't take any of the credit, but we give all the glory to God and we direct others' attention to God. Over and over, Paul makes it clear that it's God who does the real work, never says, look what I've done. A grateful leader brings out the best in others. Over and over, I thank God for you. I thank God for you. He valued them. And you know, gratitude is attractive. If you are a grateful leader, it will draw people around you. You know why? People like to be around someone who appreciates them. Nobody likes to be around somebody that puts them down and doesn't appreciate them. Everybody likes to be appreciated. I am preaching to myself tonight. I don't consider myself to be a great leader. And sometimes I find myself focusing too much on the negatives and not enough on the positives. And I struggle, but I'm learning and I'm growing. But I remember years ago when I was a youth pastor and I would go to youth camp and I would go through the food line, and those people were at those camps working, serving because they loved Jesus and they loved kids and young people, and they were there. You know, there wasn't one of them that was there for the money. Let me just put it that way. None of them. Zero of them. And, you know, a lot of the time, people would go through the line and just complain about everything. And, you know, groan and moan about the food and on and on and on. And I had a rare moment of clarity, I guess, but I went through the line and I said, well, this looks good. Thank y'all for fixing this. And I would compliment them. And maybe that goes back to some of my training I got from my granddaddy when I was sitting at their dinner table. And when dinner was over, he would say, he'd only said it about once. That's about all it took. He said, did you like that dinner? Yes, sir. Well, tell your grandmother. And so to this day, about 99% of the time, I tell my wife, thank you for fixing that. That was good. But when I went through that line and I would thank those people, their faces would just light up. And you know what would happen? They'd give me double of anything I wanted. And if I went back in the line again, they'd just smile and give me more. They didn't care. And I'm just telling you that when we're grateful, it brings out the best in others. Because everybody likes to be appreciated. We got to look for the potential in people. Don't find their worst. Don't be a fault finder. Be critical. If we're critical, we don't appreciate those that we lead. And, you know, I was thinking about this. What if you didn't have to lead any imperfect people? Well, first of all, then you would lead no one because there are no imperfect people. And so, number two, though, if you didn't have to lead any imperfect people, well, you wouldn't be leading anybody, even if there were some, because you couldn't lead perfect people. Okay. If they were perfect, they wouldn't follow you, right? But we acknowledge others' work, and, you know, it makes me feel good when somebody acknowledges my work and others notice the job I did on something. All of us are that way. So we got to appreciate the good in others. Look for the good and appreciate it. You might have to look close. Sometimes you might have to look for a while. But find something to appreciate. You know, it's just kind of our human nature that we can be quick to see two or three things about somebody, or maybe even our own kids, two or three things that we think need to change. But we need to appreciate the things that they do right and appreciate the qualities that they have that are good and let them know that we do. Because gratitude is a great motivator. You know, a lot of people have a hard time with their jobs because they feel underappreciated. In fact, it's a proven fact that most people would actually work for less money if they knew that they were really appreciated. And no matter how much they make, if they're not appreciated, they're not happy at their job. And I'm just telling you, that's true. In the workplace, it's certainly true when you're talking about volunteers. And I want to tell you, it's even true with your own kids that they want to be appreciated. So encourage one another daily. That's what the Bible says. And you know what? Gratitude is one of the best ways to encourage somebody else. One last thing. I said that gratitude attracts. It attracts people because everybody likes to be around somebody that appreciates them. But you know what else? It attracts behavior. Because what you appreciate, you get more of from people. People like to be appreciated. A grateful leader builds a team mindset. Sometimes in the world, and the truth is that many times even in the body of Christ, there are superstar leaders. Somebody with a lot of talent, ability, and charisma. And they run the show. They are the show. And you can tag along if you want to. But really and truly, that's not the way that it's supposed to be in the body of Christ. Jesus said, among God's people, it's the leader doesn't lord it over them, but he becomes the servant of all. And what I want you to really understand is that, you see, when we are grateful, We're grateful for others because we know that we can't do it on our own. We know that it's not just us, that it's all of us together, and that's the way it's supposed to be in the body of Christ, that all of us need each other. Jesus is the only superstar, and it's His body. And we all, I'm just telling you, as pastor of this church, I'm just telling you, it takes all of us. If it's on me, it ain't going to work. It takes all of us. Every one of us is important. And I just want to say, it's short and sweet tonight, but I just want to say, I thank God for you, every one of you. I thank God for you. So how can we become a grateful leader? Well, it's something that you can will to do, that you just decide, I'm going to be a grateful leader. But I want to give you three things that I believe are vital if we're going to live that out. So first of all, be completely humble. If you're going to be grateful, be a grateful leader, you've got to be completely humble. Ephesians 4:2 in the NIV says, be completely humble. Completely. You got to get rid of all the pride. Now, you know, gratitude is not very often acknowledged as a leadership quality. In fact, what most people consider leadership qualities on the surface is this, you know, the idea of being an extreme extrovert, real alpha-driven mindset, knowing that you are the key to everything. And to say, no, gratitude is a key part of leadership, that just doesn't fly in the world. But I want you to understand that scripturally, it has everything to do with being used of God and being a leader. Gratitude gives the glory to God and acknowledges His work in the lives of others. And one of the quickest ways to become ungrateful is to think that we have earned our place as a leader. I worked for a pastor one time who refused to do any kind of menial task because he said, I've paid my dues. And a great fall came for him later. I'm just telling you that we got to watch out, especially the higher you go in leadership. But you don't have to go that high. I mean, you can even get this attitude with your kids. They are lucky to have me. You see, Paul wasn't like that. He says, I thank God for you. Maybe you go home and tell your kids that tonight. I thank God for you. What a blessing, what a gift God gave to me in you. But you know, the Apostle Paul had a lot of success. God used him so mightily. In 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 7, it says, who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one? You see, automatically, he gives the glory to God as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. God gets the glory again. No pride in here at all. So then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters. Neither one of them are anything. That is not what the world says. That's not even what a lot of church culture says. Neither one of them is anything. But God who gives the increase. One plants, one waters, neither of them are anything. Now we read it Sunday that the next part there says they're going to get a reward, but neither of them are anything. It is God who gives the increase. Paul says it, by the grace of God I am what I am. And we need to remember that every day. Be grateful. And it will help you not to judge other people and be critical of other people. You know, Paul talks about how he worked harder than everybody else. And that sounds like pride, but then he turns it back again and said, it's the grace of God at work in me. And he gives the glory to God. And I'm just telling you, whatever we're tempted to be prideful about, instead, we need to be careful to be thankful for. You see, there is a pride that always brings out ingratitude. Anytime there's ingratitude, I'm telling you, somewhere there's some pride there. It plays like this in our culture. I deserve better. And why do you deserve better? Because you think you're better. See, that's why people think they deserve better. Because they think they're better. I'm just telling you, when we're thankful, it comes from a heart of humility where we acknowledge God doesn't owe us anything. But whatever you accomplish in this life, it's cause for gratitude, not pride. You got to remember, without Him, we can do nothing. Not of any real value. Romans 1:21, interesting verse to look at tonight. It says, although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor were thankful. These people knew God, but they wouldn't glorify Him. They wouldn't give Him thanks, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. When leaders don't give God the glory and thanks, there's two things that happen. Number one, they get deceived. Their thinking gets messed up. It says futile thoughts. That means literally means useless. Useless thoughts. They become carnal-minded, faithless, prideful. He says their hearts are darkened. See, their heart turns away from the Lord. Pride has taken root. How'd that start? They knew who He was, but they didn't give Him the glory or give Him thanks. And I'm just telling you, as leaders, we got to always stay humble if we're going to have a grateful heart. But I want to say one more thing about this before we move on to the next point. You got to stay humble. Whatever you're doing in leadership, in whatever way you serve, are you thankful to get to do that? Are you grateful to serve? As you know, that for some of us, and probably a lot of us, there's a lot of people that would like to be where we are and do what we do and serve in the way that we do. And I certainly acknowledge that. There's 10,000 pastors out there that would love to pastor this church. I know that. And so we, whatever we do, we should be thankful for the opportunity to serve the Lord, to serve God's people, to be where we are. And some of us go through some difficult times, but we all know this. No matter how rough your life might be, there's some that would like to trade with you. So we got to be grateful. Next, pray for those that we lead and serve with thanksgiving. You pray for them with thanksgiving. Well, that's the example of the Apostle Paul tonight, isn't it? Not going to take a long time here, but 2 Thessalonians 2:13, another one of those verses, he says, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you. I'll tell you, every person is valuable to God. Someone that He died for, that Jesus died for, someone that He has a plan for. And we get to be a part of that. Now, that's an amazing thing. And so, if you want to have a grateful heart and be a grateful leader, then you pray for those that you serve or lead. And you pray for them with thanksgiving. Don't just pray, God fix them. Don't just tell God what all's wrong with them. You pray for them with thanksgiving. Like Paul said, I'm giving God thanks for you every day, making mention of you in my prayers. I'm thanking God for you. But I hope that you know the Apostle Paul wasn't just writing those words. Surely he was actually doing it. You know, he talks about how he had the concern of all the churches on him daily. He was praying for them with thanksgiving every day. And you know what? If we're going to be grateful leaders, it's real vital that we do that. Because I tell you, especially the higher you go in leadership, the more issues, the more problems, the more things that you can complain about. Don't go to God and complain about your kids. Don't go to God and complain about the area where you serve at church. If there are things that, you know, are troubling you, upsetting you, well, the scripture gives us real clear instruction about that. Philippians 4:6, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And so you got problems with your kids, pray for them with thanksgiving. Pray for them with thanksgiving. Be thankful. Now, I think that's twofold. Number one, find something that you can thank God for already. But also, as you're praying for them, you pray in faith and you're thanking God that he's going to take care of it. I tell you, I see that over and over in the Apostle Paul's letters where he writes to these people. He has this positive mindset. You know what? All those churches all had problems. And yet he's thanking God for them. And so, yes, those that you work with, those that you serve, yes, they got problems. But you pray for them with thanksgiving. You know what? There's a lot of frustrated leaders, a lot of frustrated parents. In fact, a lot of times they end up being angry. Frustration so often leads to anger. Do you know grateful people are rarely angry people? And angry people are rarely grateful? Angry people are not happy. Not much. But cultivating an attitude of gratitude, I'm telling you, it'll make you less and less angry. Want to be less frustrated, less angry? I'm talking to somebody right now. Stay on your knees long enough to be grateful. I really believe that prayer changes things. And I really believe that prayer changes us when we pray. You stay on your knees long enough until you become grateful. Then it's time to move on about your day. Last, focus on the good things God is doing. Now, we kind of already talked about this, how that when we're a grateful leader, we bring other people's attention to God and the good things that he's doing. But it's such a vital principle. Certainly not exclusive to leadership, because every Christian ought to be doing this, focusing on the good things. It's just almost impossible to be grateful if you're focusing on negative things all the time. It can be a real struggle. It's just human nature, sinful human nature, but human nature to focus on the negatives. I mean, there can be 9 out of 10 areas of our life that are perfect, and we focus on that one area that isn't perfect, and we're all upset about it. Now, I understand that. But what happens so often in leadership is we become focused on the problems, issues. And you know what? If you're a leader, a lot of times you have to deal with problems. I mean, if you're a parent, you're going to have to deal with stuff. Probably every day you're going to have to deal with stuff, right? And I'm just telling you, I want to make this real now. See, we're talking about focusing on God and the goodness of the Lord. Yes, you do have to deal with those things. You know, when we have a small crowd, it can be really discouraging. And sometimes I've made the mistake of complaining about it. You know, let's just spread the discouragement. But how much better it is to focus on those that made the choice to come, those that are faithful, those that are hungry, those lives being changed. I'm just telling you, oh, there's things to be excited about and thankful for, and it's just what we focus on. You know, working in the kids' church, and you got to separate two little heathens that have been hitting and kicking each other the whole time. You know, I understand you got to deal with stuff. There's issues. Small group leaders having to deal with the person who keeps wanting to steer to the discussion towards their doctrinal pet peeve. And yeah, there's issues and you got to deal with it, but you can't let it become your focus. You can't allow it to distract you from the good things that God is doing. Mom has to go down to the school because their kid's been disrupting class, talking back to the teacher. Teacher wants to have a conference. Yeah, you got to deal with stuff. But I'm just saying, if we allow ourselves, we'll fall into that negative cycle of focusing on the problems and then being critical and complaining. I just wonder what all the Apostle Paul had to deal with. He says, I thank God for you. Philippians 4:8 gives us some great insight. Brethren, whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of a good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Dwell on these things. Yes, you got to deal with other things. Dwell on these things. Think about these things. There's a lot of good things. I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of good things that God is doing among His people. Not everybody's immoral. Not everybody's unthankful. Not everybody's unholy. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of things that are pure and lovely. A lot of things that you can focus on. And we got to focus on the good things because it helps us cultivate a grateful heart so we can be a grateful leader. And you see, when we're a grateful leader, see, when we're grateful, well, it helps us focus on the good things. And then when we focus on the good things, it helps us be more grateful. And then when we're more grateful, it helps us focus more on the good things. I'm just telling you, it is a positive cycle, just like you can get in that negative cycle where you're ungrateful and so you're complaining and complaining, thinking about all the bad things, and it just makes you complain and complain more and more and more ungrateful. You decide which cycle you want to be on. But you got to turn your focus to God and the good things that God is doing. See? Focus on that. Think on these things. Meditate on these things. Gratitude helps us get our focus off the disappointments, the setbacks, the heartaches, and focus on what God is doing in the lives of others. I was really disappointed this week. I found out somebody that had been part of the church for 10 years just left without saying a word. And I felt betrayed because I had given so much time and energy and even financial resources to help that person over the years. And they left without even saying bye. Nothing. But you know what? You see, I can't focus on that. And it's not that they're not important or don't mean anything to me. It's that I can't go there where I go down that path where I become negative and complaining and upset and frustrated. Instead, I'm going to look at this, that there are so many new people that are coming here that are hungry, that are looking for something from God,
and they're excited about being at this church, and God is changing lives, and I tell you, I'm just going to be thankful for that instead of complaining and upset about the other. You hearing what I'm saying? And every one of us, we have those choices to make. We just got to decide, you know what, I'm going to focus on what God is doing, because I'm telling you, God is doing some good things. Amen. Look for the good. Let's be grateful leaders. Let's be infectious with it. I'm telling you, it will impact other people if we'll just learn to do this on a daily basis. Grateful leaders make the best leaders. One thing's for sure, an ungrateful leader is never a great leader. So let's be great leaders. Let's be grateful. Stand with me. We're going to pray.